Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much in my headphones there, Randy Williams, for that break a leg. And thank you to Mary Traveland, my announcer. And so I have friends in high places, and they're good friends, and they make me sound better. Both of them make me sound a whole lot better than I deserve to sound in radio. Good morning. We're talking plants this morning. You out in the garden? Listening on headphones? Maybe not. Pretty brisk out there, isn't it? Well, we are here to talk about the plants at your place, and I will have some information on what to do and where you need to do it in terms of where the cold weather will be. I'm really glad I bring my laptop to a courtside here for the broadcast. Brad Barton, the staff meteorologist here at WBAP, has sent a very detailed, wonderful map of where the freezing temperatures will be. I've sent him back a question, so once I hear back from Brad, then I will respond to you right away. We're going to talk about weather. I'd like to get just a little farther into the program, maybe 5 or 10 minutes worth into the program before I do that. That will give Brad a chance to reply to my note. And I want to know where he's put this map up and how I can refer you to it. And once I have that information, then I'll give you that. In the meanwhile, we have a couple things we need to talk about. It is chilly, but the Collin County Master Gardener scheduled this weekend for their spring The Garden Show. And that is an annual event that they do, and it's a wonderful event. And so I really would recommend that you get out today. Most of it is undercover and warm, including where I'm going to be speaking, thank heavens. I'm looking forward to that part. And they do also invite you to come out and tour their Earthkind Gardens and, you know, dress a little more warmly, put an extra coat on or something that when you come inside, you can hang around the back of your chair. I don't want you going to sleep while I'm talking. That's highly possible, you know. I'll be talking at 3 today, but they have programs going on all day long. That's the Collin County Master Gardeners Garden Show. It's Earthkind Garden to Table is the theme. The garden show takes place through today at beautiful Myers Park and Event Center in McKinney. Show includes prominent guest speakers and me, educational demonstrations, local vendor booths, farmers market, children's discovery area, garden tours, and more. Attendees do have the opportunity to tour the Earthkind Perennial Research and Demonstration Garden at Myers Park, featuring 111 species of herbaceous perennials. It's the first Earthkind Perennial Research Garden in the United States. Also on tour, the new Earthkind Vegetable Research Garden, the Earthkind Crepe Myrtle Research Garden, featuring 25 varieties of crepe myrtles, and the Earthkind Rose Research Garden, focusing on 19 cordice rose varieties now, resulting in a beautiful garden and outstanding landscape design. Now, this is at Myers Park, and it will go through 5 o'clock today, 11 to 5 today. The entry on both days, today is cost of $2 or 2 cans of unexpired food per car. All proceeds benefit the Community Lifeline Center. And if you want to see this online, it is, let me just tell you who is hosting it, and that will explain then the URL. It's Collin County Master Gardeners Association. So it is CCMGATX, Collin County Master Gardeners Association, and then TX, CCMGATX.org. And if you just get that much, you'll see a link on their homepage to the garden show. So that's this afternoon. It's a paid appearance, and for the third year in a row, they are donating my honorarium directly to the McKinney Education Foundation at my request in support of Serenity High in McKinney. I thank them for that very, very much. So do the students and the staff at Serenity High in McKinney. Let me tell you about our pet of the week today. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Roxy. Roxy is a sweet and silly dachshund terrier mix with an adorable personality. Now, they have a photo of her at SPCA RoxyWexy.org/findapet, and you can see R-O-X-E-Y. You can see what I saw, and that is, it's starting to look like a dachshund, but the diminutive size, and then you realize those little legs are kind of short. Black head, white body. Roxy is 3 years old. She was surrendered to the SPCA of Texas on March 2 after a nice family found her. This smart girl is already house trained, crate trained, gets along very well with other dogs. Roxy loves going on walks, but her favorite hobby is cuddling. Just look at her sweet face. You'll know just how wonderful Roxy is. Come meet the precious girl today from noon until 6. The SPCA shelter in McKinney is open. See why she should be a part of your family forever. Now, the SPCA shelters, both of them, are very happy, very supportive and helpful places. You will leave feeling like, wow, I'm really glad I came. I promise you that is the case. They're beautiful dogs, beautiful cats. I'm a dog guy, but they have wonderful cats as well. Again, go to spca.org/findapet. And they have all kinds of pets there. It's not just dogs and cats. They have from time to time goats and burros and pigs, the little pot-bellied pigs, and all kinds of animals. Just like all the pets, the SPCA of Texas, Roxy's already been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. She's a sweetheart. And you can meet Regal Roxy waiting for her new forever family to come meet her at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. That's at 8411 Stacy Road. 8411-720, just east of Custer Road. Regular hours are noon to 6, 7 days a week. So why don't you stop by SPCA, pick up a pet, come out and see me at Myers Event Center, and I'll talk to you about gardening and landscaping, and you'll have a great afternoon in McKinney. Again, that's 8411 Stacy Road, just east of Custer, the SPCA shelter in McKinney. If you're coming from Frisco, just a heads up that Main Street turns into Stacy. Makes it really easy. SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive, off I-30 and Hampton Road. Regular hours noon to 6, 7 days a week at both of those shelters. This is sponsored by the great people at Dixon Brothers. You just heard one of those great people introduce my program today, and that is Mary Traveland, one of the principals at Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. She is terrific. They are terrific. I just bought several products from them for a new fountain that we're putting in our landscape. I'll be showing it to you on my Facebook page and in my magazine and eGardens elsewhere coming up in the next few months. Dixon Brothers, your best resource for everything aquatic. They work with water, such as water gardens, koi ponds, swimming pools. They also have water well equipment and lake fountains. Look in your backyard. Is your pool in great shape? A joy to look at? If it isn't, then you need to stop by Dixon Brothers with a pool water sample. They'll analyze it for you, make it easy to get your pool back to a sparkling, beautiful blue. Dixon Brothers has great deals on their pool chemicals. Pool Life's professional strength maintenance products are the best value in the Metroplex. They're available at Dixon Brothers. If you're not sure which water feature you want to add to your landscape this year, it's easy at Dixon Brothers. Visit their showroom. It's incredible. It's in Mesquite. See firsthand, not virtual, but firsthand, the water features you can enjoy at your home. Call Dixon Brothers for a service tech to make your equipment woes go away. Protect your equipment tonight, of course, and then if you have problems this week, call them to come out and get you up and running. They're licensed and experienced. They do a great job at a very fair price. Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Or visit them Monday through Saturday at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. That's one block north of historic downtown Mesquite on North Galloway. 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537, DICKSON.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, thank you very much there, Rob, very much. Appreciate that. And, all right, so Brad has responded at WBAP.com homepage, first story entitled Windy Chilly Palm Sunday Potential Freeze, and the map is available to you there. I wanted to make sure I had a way to refer you to the map that Brad has sent to me via email this morning, and it shows that that pretty much, if you can hear me, you're in for some cold weather tonight. The freeze line goes clear down to Waco, Palestine, and certainly then northward. And this goes as far west as Breckenridge, the freeze line that Brad is showing. He does not show the entire state on the map that I have, but Paris, certainly. Paris may be below 28 degrees. Sherman may be below 28 degrees. Bowie, Graham, below 28 degrees. And then I'm sure the farther north and northwest you go, the cooler it will be tonight. Brad, I appreciate that very much. At 32 degrees, you need to be very careful in covering your plants. The best thing to cover plants for about 4 or 5 or 6 degrees of temperature protection is a product called Frost Cloth. Frost Cloth is a lightweight material. I was talking to Randy about it on air just a few minutes before the newscast ended at 8. And the Sunday morning news from 6 to 8. By the way, if you don't tune into that, they do a wonderful job, he and Jerry, and be sure you hear that. I said this frost cloth can be laid down. You need to bring it down to the soil. So that otherwise, if you don't, then you're missing the real effect of it, because it is capturing the warming radiant energy coming up out of the soil. I mean, the soil at 48 or 50 degrees is a heck of a lot warmer at night than the air at 28 degrees. That's a 20 degree difference. And if you can keep some of that around your plants, makes all the difference in the world. And so that's a very important thing to do. Frost cloth. Do not use plastic. Plastic will burn the things it makes contact with. If you're going down to 25 degrees and you have a lot of stuff in bloom or tender things, then plastic will hold the heat if you put a heat source under it. But you have to keep the plastic from making any direct contact with the plants, and you also need to get it out of the way as soon as the temperatures tomorrow and Tuesday morning go back up into the high 30s. And so that's very important. That's why I normally don't recommend plastic. Don't try to put water on these plants. That's something professionals do in orchards. That's not something for us as amateurs to do. So I lost my first call. She gave up. She's probably trying to get to church, and I apologize for that. I think her name was Ruth, and I was going to get to her right away. But anyway, if you guys will call right now, I have not given the phone number yet. Frost cloth, failing at that, if you don't have that, then use an old sheet to protect your plants. If you have plants that you've bought and haven't put out yet, stick them in the garage for the next couple of nights, put them out in the daytime, back in the garage at night, and you'll be fine. This is why we encourage you not to rush the season. Somebody asked me to do tomato ads 7 or 8 weeks ago. Okay, let's revisit that concept. The number to call, if you'd like to go in the air with me, and I really need some calls now because I lost my first call. She's bailed on me. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. We'll get the program underway for sure, right after these messages, starting with a message from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. How would you like to have the best regional gardening magazine in the United States? How would you like to have it almost free? In fact, we almost pay you to take it in this thing. It's kind of an odd way of presenting this offer. But here is what you will get. My four posters that we have, and I'll explain the posters in just a moment. The posters are normally $10 each and $2 each for postage. So that would be $48 if you bought the four posters. Well, for $34 and $3 postage, you can get the posters and also a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. That's right. It is a $71.95 value. And you get it for 34 plus 3. It's really a tremendous opportunity for you. Now, here's what the posters are. By the way, our magazine's 27 years old. It features the finest garden writers in Texas. The posters include 100 best landscape plants for Texas. This is a big chart. All of these are big charts in full color on heavy cardstock, 15 by 30 inches. The 100 best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, listing all of the specifications of each, height, width, etc. 100 best annual flowers for Texas. Now, how tall, how wide do they grow? What colors do they come in, sun or shade? When do they bloom? What months? 120 best perennials, same set of rules there. And all of the known crepe myrtle varieties. Now, all of that, all four posters, which are like books of their own, all four posters and the magazine subscription for $34 and $3 postage. Call before 11 today. Call before this offer runs out. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Spring is a time you need to watch for foundation problems. You need to call the best in the business. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and my call was to Advanced Foundation Repair. They're leaders in their industry. The home inspection is thorough and it's free. Their repairs, if needed, are guaranteed for the lifetime of your house, transferable owner to owner. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Online, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Oh, thank you, sir, very much. Let me tell you right now about the great people at Norway Irrigation. This kind of fits right in with foundations, doesn't it? Because if you irrigate your lawn and landscape properly, your foundation will be protected at the same time. So I'll just snug those up together. I have known the owner and operator of Norway Irrigation for 43 years. Bill Jensen is my friend. He features Weathermatic equipment. And when he does an installation, it is done well. Very well, thank you. Let me tell you just a little bit about this. If you have sprinkler equipment, you want to get it tuned up, they can certainly do that for you. They have a whole department, a whole team within their crews that will do repairs and upgrades to get you ready for the springtime. If you are investing in a new sprinkler system, let me suggest that you call Norway Irrigation first, because it will be done right. Your landscape is quite an investment. Water that you buy to put on that landscape, quite an investment. You want to conserve all the water that you can, and a good sprinkler system. Let's scratch that. A great sprinkler system, because that's what you're going to get, carefully installed and maintained, will do the best job of keeping your plants properly irrigated and still conserving water. Norway Irrigation does all of that and so much more. 972-446-3292, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292.
Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsperry.com.
Thank you, Mary Travelin. Once again, there she is from Dixon Brothers, and our newsletter goes out this Thursday at 6 o'clock, and so you need to get signed up for it. We would love to have you, and it's all available to you by going to neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. As Mary said, it's free and always will be, and we don't spam you. Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve. Arborological Services takes care of some of the most famous trees in North Texas, and they also take care of all of my trees. The only people who will ever touch my trees, more than 10, actually 12 now, International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists. You want a certified arborist because this is a man or woman who is really skilled at tree care. They have college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. Two of their people have been selected as Texas Arborists of the Year. They've won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 21 of the 31 times it's been held. From complete tree maintenance to heroic tree care to testifying in court cases, they have people who can do any level of work that you need. They are simply the best. That's all there is to it. Arborological Services, Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Tarrant County, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. And Twitter at The Tree Experts. And by the way, they are on the homepage of neilsperry.com as well. Arborological Services, they are the best. Let's start our program today with Don in Hazlitt. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, and I appreciate your call.
Okay, got a question. I've been listening to you for going on 3 years. We're sort of new to Texas. I've got your calendar. That was very popular this year. The dog ate it. But
oh my.
We've got crepe myrtles, Neil, and they just don't seem to take off. And I haven't done the cardinal sin with cutting the tops, but my neighbor trims 5 to 6 foot off of his every spring. He just did it, and by the end of the year, they'll be back that tall. We did add a sprinkler zone to my shrub bed, which is about 6 by 120. So I do now have it's on its own watering zone.
That's probably a big part of it. Two things will make crepe myrtles grow. Let me enlarge that to three things. They need full sunshine. Sometimes people try to grow them in too much shade and they don't grow properly, and they certainly won't bloom properly. They need water. And they need nitrogen. And if they have those three things, they're going to grow and bloom very well. Let me, with a very beady-eyed look right here on radio, say as sternly as I can say it, topping, this is not at you, this is at your neighbor, topping crepe myrtles is barbaric, senseless, useless. It not only ruins their shape, but it also delays their bloom by months. And so you end up with less bloom than you would have had otherwise. Your plant's sluggishness in flowering, Don, has nothing to do with whether they were or were not topped. It has to do with how vigorous the plants were. You've taken one big step by getting the water to them. And then the second big step would be to make sure that they have nitrogen, probably in a couple of weeks, an all-nitrogen fertilizer like you would use on your turf grass, and then about 2 months later in early to mid-June. That'll be your best bet.
Well, that promotes the growth also?
Absolutely. Nitrogen makes them grow, and they bloom on new growth.
Okay.
You're all set. Okay. That's what you need. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get into the newscast here in just a moment, and I will not put us behind. So, Jim in Fort Worth, you'll be coming up next. Stay with me. And Reggie and Pete, you have good questions, really good questions. Stay with me, please. Tell you about North Haven Gardens right now. This is a glorious garden center. It has been around, what is this now? My goodness gracious, 62 years? 1951 they founded, and my friends Ralph and Muriel Pincus, the founders, still happily married after all those years. Their son John owns and operates the nursery now, and he has done a wonderful job. I love going to North Haven Gardens. Peonies have arrived at North Haven Gardens, and I know they're protecting them today, but you need to get in there. A lot of their nursery's undercover, and it is really, this probably not be a terribly busy day for people in the nursery, so a great day to go. It is a wonderful garden center. The tools and the other supplies that they have in their retail shop, that's a retail store, it's not a shop. They are the most exhilarating things. You find quality there. Quality in merchandise, quality in plants, quality in the people who will help you. Peonies can be grown successfully when planted in the right spot with the right soil. Now, they have varieties they can help you with. Festiva Maxima is one of the best, and they have that one. They have some others, and they will help you with those. They'll help you know how to grow them. They're not the easiest plants to bloom, you hear me say that, but North Haven has good varieties and the best chance of growing peonies. If you want them, you need to get there. Oh, and by the way, on Saturday, March 30, from 8:30 to 12:30, Roundtree Landscaping will be conducting 45-minute design consultations at North Haven Gardens for $60. I know these people, and wow, for North Haven to partner with them, that's a great deal. Call today to reserve your appointment. Space is limited. I'll give you that number in just a second. That's next Saturday, 8:30 to noon 30, 45-minute design consultations. Now, that's Roundtree Landscape, but you call North Haven to set up your appointment and your time. That's 214-363-5316. What an opportunity, just $60. 214-363-5316 for everything related to gardening. It's North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road. That's one block west of Central on North Haven, and that's between Royal and Forest, or Forest and Royal as you hit southbound. NHG.com.
Now's the time to spring into your outdoor gardening projects and enjoy your outdoor living space. Whether you're cleaning, planting, or prepping, Lowe's has great values, such as Scott's Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed takes the guesswork out of feeding your plants. Shake Miracle-Gro Shaken Feed on your plants and it will continuously feed them for up to 3 months. It's great for all types of new and existing outdoor flower and vegetable beds, trees, and shrubs. Miracle-Gro Shaken Feed prevents overfeeding and burning when used as directed. If you're planting tomatoes, citrus, palms, or roses, Miracle-Gro has plant-specific blends for your specific needs. Get to Lowe's Spring Black Friday event for special offers. From March 14th through March 24th, you can buy one Shaken Feed and get one free. Don't forget, Lowe's Spring Black Friday is going on for two big weekends from March 14th through the 24th. Lowe's, never stop improving.
39 degrees at 8:30. I'm Jerry Overton in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Dallas puts the spotlight on domestic violence. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And our weather and touch forecast, sunny by this afternoon, but very windy and still chilly. Winds are going to be gusting up to 45 miles per hour. We have a wind advisory in effect until 5 o'clock. Only 55 for the high today. Tonight, clear and cold with a freeze possible in outlying areas, down to 33 for the low. And for Monday, sunny skies, breezy and cool, back up to around 55 degrees. It's cloudy, 36 degrees at Meacham Airport, 40 at Love Field, 39 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
635 LBJ westbound from Coit over to Montford. Two right lanes are closed for construction, and that is scheduled until 10 this morning. This report brought to you by Walgreens. This Easter, save time by building the perfect basket at the corner of so many choices and so much easier, because Walgreens has just what you need, from Starburst jelly beans and Cadbury cream eggs to toys and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Dallas police respond to more than 13,000 domestic violence calls a year. In an effort to reduce that number, a rally held yesterday dubbed Dallas Men Against Abuse held downtown. It drew luminaries such as Dallas Cowboys Hall of Famers Emmitt Smith and Roger Staubach. Israel's military says fire from Syria has drawn a like response. Israel says the military soldiers were on routine patrol in the Golan Heights today when they were fired upon. Military spokesman says the soldiers responded. President Obama back home following his first foreign trip of his second term, which took him to the Middle East, including his first trip to Israel this last week. And Secretary of State John Kerry paying an unannounced visit to Iraq today. He is urging Iraqi leaders to overcome sectarian differences that still threaten that country's stability. Again, looking for a high today of 55 degrees. It's 39 degrees. The WBAP 24/7 newsroom. I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Hal and Brian, learning new technology from Carla.
You're shopping, so you use your eye thingy and you scan it along.
Excuse me.
These are very technical terms.
I don't think a news person can use the term eye thingy.
I just did.
It's a new world, Hal.
Do you want me to never say that again?
No, I like it. I think it's a new trend.
Deborah would never say such.
I'm sure she would.
Yes, she would.
Sure she would.
Hal and Brian and the Morning Gang. 5 till 9, a news talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Our best poster offer ever. All four of our highly informative, full-color, 15 by 30-inch posters and a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $71 value, only $34. The 100 best landscape plants for Texas, 100 best Texas annual flowers, and 120 best Texas perennials. All 120 crepe myrtles, complete details on every plant. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. 800-752-GROW.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
All right, Neil Sperry back with you now, and we're glad to have you tuned to WBAP on this Sunday morning, this brisk Sunday morning. WBAP.com is where Brad Barton has posted his freeze map of the north central Texas area, and it looks like it includes all of us within the 75-mile radius of Dallas-Fort Worth, I would say. That's my guess. You can look at the map yourself at WBAP.com. Dalworth Clean, the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. Rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. They do it all. If it's on the floor, they do it. They either clean it off, or they fix it, or they replace it, or they, whatever it is, they are the best. I am so happy to have the opportunity to tell you about Dalworth in all these different respects. James Smith is one of the most innovative businessmen I've ever known, and everything that he has done with Dalworth Clean over the years has been focused on customer satisfaction and better customer service. He started out as the best carpet cleaning company in town, and before you knew it, he was doing restoration services, which now is a division within the company, and then they started doing hardwood floors and tile and grout and natural stone and fine rug cleaning. And now they offer Dalworth Fine Floors in North Richland Hills at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. That's a beautiful showroom. They do it all, and they do it great. Right now, meaning tomorrow morning, pay only $29 per area for five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings or call them tomorrow at 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. I cannot say enough good about a company any more so than Dalworth Clean. They're just the best. 214 or 817-267-8433. $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet. Deep down, Dalworth Clean, Dalworth.com.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And we go right back to our phone lines. Let's go to Jim in Fort Worth. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Thank you for waiting. I'm great. How can I help?
I've got a sago palm, or I'm not sure, you know, if they're technically a sago or not. But
it's a sago. It's not a palm.
Okay. it's pretty large. It's not the typical ones that you see.
Oh, I see.
It's not
okay.
It's not as waxy, and it's not as thick, but it looks just like it, and it's mm-hmm. a lot bigger. It's about 4 foot tall. But I'm wondering about, I've already cut it back. It's already turned brown. I cut it off a few weeks ago. And I was wondering if I need to worry about covering the top or the base of it when the freeze.
Where is this growing?
It's about 5 feet from the front of my house.
Inside or outside the front of your house?
Oh, outside.
Outdoors. That's what I was afraid you were going to say. Sago palms are zone 9 plants. They are hardy to Houston and San Antonio, but they're not very reliable this far north. That brown that you saw is probably freeze back, maybe death of the plant. I don't know whether it's going to come back or not. They traditionally, if it's a true cycad, C-Y-C-A-D, that's the group, and most people just kind of generally categorize them as sagos. They are not reliable in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I see them outside. It's one of those deals where, gosh, why are you doing that kind of a thing when I see people planting them? And the problem is that nurseries sell them out with their shrubs, and especially some of the national chain nurseries don't give you the precaution when you walk out the door with them. They really are tropical houseplants. They can stand light freezes. 28 tonight will not be a problem for it. 20 or whatever we've had earlier this winter, that was the problem. So you can do what you want to. I think probably covering it is okay, but I don't know that it's the most critical thing that you have on your docket for this day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I dashed your hopes on it. They just don't. Yeah, better that you find out, I guess, than think that you did something.
I've had it for about 10 years, but it's.
I know, and we've had enough mild winters over the last 10 years. Now you're about to hear an editorial opinion. The rest of what I've told you is accurate. Here comes the part that is open for challenge. We have had 10 very warm winters by comparison. They have all been warmer than average. We've had some cold spells, but I've lived in Dallas-Fort Worth 43 years, and I have seen one time below zero, and I've seen several times in single digits, and we've not had those in the last 10 years. It's been warm enough that the United States Department of Agriculture moved the hardiness zones north by two or three counties in Texas and across much of the southern United States, and to which I say, okay, just wait. These things are cyclical, and we'll go right back where we had been for 90 years until they moved us north. I just don't trust them. And even with the new hardiness zone, that plant is not winter hardy in our area. You've been very lucky. I see loquats. I see pittosporums. I see gardenias growing and oleanders that traditionally don't make it through our winters in North Texas very many years in a row, and they've made it for 10 years, and so we're getting cocky about it. I planted pittosporum at my home, so there you are. I'm getting cocky too. So, you know, that's the problem. We just kind of forget that there will come a time of reality and we'll be heard, and I think your sago's there now. That's best I got, but cover it. Yeah, go ahead and cover it, and you'll know that you've tried. And if you try them again, I'd leave it in a container and move it in when it goes below freezing. Jim, I appreciate your call. Reggie in North Richland Hills, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm peachy keen, and I'm waiting to help you, I hope.
Well, I've had a vegetable garden. It's 40 by 30. I fill up half my backyard. I've had it for a while, and I've amended the soil with the compost and whatnot. And, man, I fight Bermuda grass. It's just an ongoing fight. I don't know. Is there any, you know, when I was a kid on the farm, we never had that problem, you know. And I don't know if it'll ever go away or if there's something I can do.
Well, I grew up in Texas. I did not grow up on a farm, but I grew up in Texas, and I grew up pulling Bermuda or hoeing it out of my garden. And so it has been around, I'll promise you. Your farming family had some means of getting it out of the way. And if you have a 40-acre field and you keep Bermuda out from the edges, you get out in the middle of the field, you're not going to have Bermuda out there. It's not going to have a way to get there, but it will encroach from the sides, just like it encroaches over asphalt county roads, and they have to come along and spray it to keep it from tearing up the roads. It's an amazing grass. Now, there are a couple of things you can do with it. In the short term, there is no herbicide that has a label permission to use within. I'm going to give you two or three answers, Reggie, and I'm going to tell you one answer that is not my recommendation, and I'll explain in a moment. One thing you can do this spring that is certainly legal and okay in a vegetable garden would be to put a roll-type mulch down over the top of the Bermuda. Plant your crops in rows and then come in between the rows with that roll-type mulch. Cut it and fit it over the ground, just like a piece of carpet padding. You get it at nursery or hardware store, and that'll keep the Bermuda out of that area. It'll still come up within the rows, and so it doesn't completely eliminate the problem, but it helps. The next step is what I wish I had had a chance to help you with back in October or back in July, and that is if you use a glyphosate, such as the original Roundup, only glyphosate, the only active ingredient in the product, that weed killer does not contaminate the soil. It is the most effective control for Bermuda grass that we have. It is a grass killer. It's a wonderful grass killer of all grasses. And so that's a glyphosate weed killer spray. You can spray it on a garden, but it is not, $80 million of research has gone into proving that it can be safely used in vegetable gardens. And therefore, I cannot recommend it to you in a vegetable garden because it's not on the label that it's safe to use that way. And so that is the end of my commentary. Were it my garden, I'd probably use that same product, and I'd probably use a foam rubber paintbrush and just paint it on the Bermuda grass when it was growing. Better than that, I can't recommend that to you. That's what I would do in my garden, but I can't recommend it to you. Better than that would be to get rid of it in the off season when the Bermuda is growing actively in July or August before you plant your fall garden, and or to do it in the fall when all of your plants are out of the garden and before the Bermuda has a hard freeze. Bermuda is not active enough now to use the glyphosate yet, especially not with 28 degrees tonight.
So. Well, that was my other question. I appreciate the info about my tater plants. I planted them and they're up real good. Are they hardy enough that they'll?
I don't know. That's a pretty significant cold. It won't kill them, but it may burn the tops. If you could put some frost cloth over the top of them, or if you have some loose mulch like tree leaves or something that you could put down over them. Of course, tree leaves are going to blow to my house if you put them down this morning, as windy as it is. So you're going to have to cover them anyway, probably to keep them in place. But some kind of loose mulch over the top would be all they would need.
See, I've got wheat straw in my row in my footway.
Pull that up over them overnight and leave it until Tuesday afternoon or evening, and they'll be fine.
Cover them up.
Yep, okay. That'll do it. All appreciate right, your call.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Pete and Venus, you're coming up next. Jim and Plano right after that. Bill and Dennison right after that. I can help you. Let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. All four of our posters. This is, we've sold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these posters with this offer, and it cannot go on much longer. In fact, we're giving away the store on this one. It sounds like I'm beginning to sound like a huckster. I don't want to sound that way. Let me explain what you're getting. The posters are, there are four of them. They're 15 by 30 inches on heavy cardstock in full color. Now, we've sold thousands of these posters over the years at $10 each over the last 3 or 4 years, at $10 each and $2 postage. So the four of them would be $48 if you bought them from us. But you're getting them for $34 plus $3 postage, and you're also getting with that offer, you're getting a one-year subscription to my magazine, which is a $23.95 value. So that's a $71.95 total value. You're paying $34 plus $3. That's a real deal. The posters are worth ordering. Let me tell you why. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. You're wondering, what are the best trees or shrubs or vines or ground covers? There is that chart that tells you in full color for height and width and fall color and spring color and insect or disease problems and where they're best adapted in Texas, any special needs, my own personal rating for 100 Texas landscape plants, 100 best annual flowers, same kind of set of parameters. The one difference is, what month does this bloom? Or what months will this plant be in color? So, and height and width and all of that, what colors it come in? That was a hard poster to do. I worked a month on that, and my friend Bob Brackman helped me with it just to make sure I didn't leave one out. 120 best perennials. Jimmy Turner and I worked on that one. And if you know Jimmy, and 100 won't work, Neil. We need 120. And crepe myrtles, the complete variety list, and my friends Brom Franklin and Susan Owens helped on that one just to make sure these were fabulous. All right, you get all of them. For the magazine subscription for only $34 and $3 postage instead of $71.95. But you must call before 11 o'clock today. Here's the number, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. Call right now, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire you and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters and invite you to give them a call. This is a wonderful product. There is just absolutely no way to describe it otherwise. I ought to get my wife to do one of these ads sometime. I will do that because she was so enchanted when she went to the showroom and saw what we were talking about. I knew that this would be something I'd end up buying, and I did. Folks, I could not be happier. We have been doing some spring house cleaning, and every time I clean the sunburst shutters, I realize how professionally done they are. Now, they are plantation-style shutters. We have the 3.5-inch louver size. That's the mid-size. They have 2.5 and 4.5 also. The bigger the louver, the fewer lines you have when you look out the shutters into your landscape, and so the more open it is. And these are made of polywood. Polywood is a man-made product that is so smooth, it doesn't fade, it doesn't crack, it doesn't warp or chip or peel. You don't have this color fast. You don't have to paint them. They're white or off-white, and they are precision cut. I'd love to, you know what, next time I go to the showroom, I'm going to ask them back in the assembly room to show me the blades. They must be the most fine tooth, must be like a jeweler's blade that they use to cut these. Every window is measured, and then you get your bid. It's just amazing. That's Sunburst Shutters. They're available, by the way, in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco as well. And anywhere you call the same number, they will come to your home and give you that estimate, no obligation. Nice people, since sensational product, and you can see it at sunburstshutters.com. sunburstshutters.com. 214-343-2601. Once again, 214-343-2601. sunburstshutters.com. To our phones, we have Pete in Venus. Pete, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. Just wanted to, can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you perfectly.
Well, I got one of these new phones, and I tell you, it's not a smartphone, believe me.
It sounds great.
But anyway, I did take advice. I called that gentleman in Cleveland the other day, a very knowledgeable person.
Isn't he great? Dan Weaver at Weaver
Plantners. Yeah, and he said he's known you for a while.
He sure has.
But anyway, I decided to, I got some advice from him. I decided to go ahead and set up kind of a rustic type scenic area in my yard, so... Of course, he didn't recommend the flowers, but I went out and got what they call blanket flowers.
All right, galardia.
And my understanding, them things are growing on the rocks, and like I told the lady while I was on the phone, I said, it'll probably grow in your hand if you leave it there long enough.
Well, it's galardias, and the ones that we get as wildflowers are annuals, and then you can also get perennial types.
Yes, sir, well, this is what I got, is the perennial, because I'm just not a, I figure if I put them out there and kind of watch over them, and but they're real nice looking colors, kind of a rustic color and yellow and deep orange,
yeah,
and
they're
brown
lovely
color.
How can I help you?
Well, what I'm wondering is there any special care in taking care of these things, or just do I
well, now the perennial galardias, perennial blanket flowers, do best, yeah, in beds where you don't have grass coming in on them, because they need to grow all through the summer. And
okay, well I've got some of this film that you put on the ground, Neil, but dadgummit, after it's been there for a while, looks like grass still tries to come up through it anyway. I used it in my garden one year.
That's the reason that when you're using galardias as a wildflower, you need to let them grow, go to seed, and die out of the way so you can take care of the area and keep it tidy. I do not, in my mind's eye, see perennial galardias being used as wildflowers out on a field. You can use them in beds of a nice perennial garden where you have other things coming before and after them, but they need to be in dedicated beds.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to do, because I've got one corner set up. I'm just going to kind of, I've already got kind of a...
It'll work for you. It's a lovely perennial, and there's some wonderful varieties. Now, Jimmy Turner has done a lot of work with them at the Dallas Arboretum. I think he'll serve you well. Anything else I can help with?
No, sir. I appreciate the knowledge you passed on.
I am glad you called, Pete. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Jim in Plano. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Jim. Jim in Plano, coming in. All right, he's got some kind of static problem and on his phone line, so we'll go back to Jim hopefully in a moment. Bill in Denison, this is... Okay, got Jim in Plano. Good job, Randy. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Neil.
Good. How can I help you?
I have a couple Texas mountain laurels that I transplanted this winter.
Yes, sir.
They're just some small seedlings, about 4 foot tall.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to figure out how to care for those. The leaves are turning... They were very
dark,
healthy.
Green. Yeah.
But the trunks are still green.
All right. And so where did you get these that you transplanted them?
At a local hardware store.
All right, and when you say transplanted, do you mean planted, or did you dig them and transplant them from one place to another?
I dug those up and transplanted them.
All right. And hopefully when you transplanted them, because there is always root loss with mountain laurels, hopefully you pruned them back by half or more?
Pruned them back as to where? On the roots?
No. No, you when you dig a plant, you cut the roots off by half or more. And so to compensate for that, you have to reduce the size of the plant, the top of the plant. That's always standard procedure when you dig a shrub or tree, is you either thin it out or you prune it back considerably to compensate for root loss. Texas mountain laurel does not transplant easily. I grew them as a teenager. I've grown them all of my life. And they're not as easy to dig and transplant as a yaupon holly or a crepe myrtle would be, to speak of plants of comparable size. And so what you're seeing is probably transplant shock. They must be pruned considerably after they're dug and moved to compensate for the root loss. I think that's what you're seeing. I'd go ahead and trim them back and hope that they will branch back out again and fill in.
Okay. So just trim back about... How much?
As I said, half at the time of planting. You may have to go farther than that now. I don't know. Without seeing them, it's really hard to tell you. Hopefully you dug them extremely carefully and got a lot of the roots with them. It's just I can't tell without seeing it. But I would very much recommend that you get them pruned immediately and then put a root stimulator on the plants, a liquid root stimulator. And if you end up needing to replace them, get a container grown one. They're so much easier to transplant that way or to plant that way. I got to run. I appreciate your call, Jim. Folks, and Bill and Dennison, stay with me. You'll be first up after the news. We'll be back. Give me a call right now, won't you, please? 800-288-WBAP.